Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
All right, time to wheel in my big smart board of potential 100th episode ideas. Perfect. Guten Tag, listeners. Today is Tuesday, May 16th, and if it's a weekday, then it's a chic day for this, the GZM Morning Show. We're getting ready for a couple of things this week. Our big 100th episode bonanza. Still settling on the final descriptor. I like bonanza. I definitely could see extravaganza as well. Right now, anything that ends in anza is currently in the lead. And that's why I have this big, squeaky-wheeled smart board to put some ideas down on. Friday is also going to be my last day here at GZM, at least for a while, before I move out to work for Dave's cousin, Lave, who lives in LA, the city of angles. And Mabel gets a new job doing sound editing for another show here at GZM, maybe Nightingale, maybe Fourth and Inches, who knows, any of the new shows. Mabel, I know yesterday was pretty emotional, and I'm glad we can be that open with each other. So I just want to check in and see how you're doing today.
Thanks, Jimmy. I'm feeling a lot better than yesterday, for sure. I'm still pretty sad about the circumstances, but I am genuinely excited for us now instead of just saying I'm excited, but holding back tears like an award-winning actress in a period piece. I went through most of the stages of grief last night, and I'm finally coming around to acceptance. But I could still see myself doing some bargaining, but only because I really like bargaining.
Who doesn't? It's a great way to get things on the cheap. If I ever needed a friend to go with me to the GZM Bazaar, you'd be my number one pick. Speaking of which, how much do you think it will cost to fill the whole GZM sound studio with really squeaky balloons that say, "Happy 100th episode, and also, have a good time in Los Angeles, California. We'll miss you. What a great show, Jimmy."
It depends. Do they have to be squeaky?
Being squeaky is the most important thing for me in this instance, because of the audio medium that we work in.
In that case, it's gonna be out of our budget. I could maybe get Ben Franklin to invent a balloon printing press, but he prides himself on not making anything that would be seen as defective or heard as squeaky.
Curse his work ethic! Wait a minute! I have something to write on the idea board!
Wait, Jimmy, you're not supposed to use a real marker on a smart board?
Oh, bananas! Ugh, if it was really a smart board, it would be smart enough to tell me not to do that. But it doesn't matter. What matters is this. My newest idea to get the 100th episode to rule. We can invite all the GZM characters to come on and individually say how much they love the show. It might make the final episode like 400 minutes long, probably, because everyone will have such big speeches about how the show is the greatest thing to happen to the studio since we got kombucha on tap.
I think that's a great idea, and it gives me a great idea as well.
Write it on the squeaky board.
Oh, no need. I'll just yell it. You call every single cast member of the GZM shows while I read the shoutouts. Oh, Bezor. Oh, Bezor, you're covered in really squeaky dog toys. How did you know that was the word of the day? Oh, you can hear everything we say all the time and just wait for us to say, "Oh, Bezor," to show up? Huh. Well, I don't have time to consider the implications of that. May I please read today's list of shoutouts? Mm-hmm. you, Bezor. Bezor, wait. What are you going to do when Jimmy goes to L.A. and I start working for a new show? Oh. I didn't know you and Huffy were close like that. Well, that is really exciting. I think you two would make an excellent podcast together. I can't wait to listen to it. Oh yeah, I ship it too. Now for today's shoutouts. Happy birthday on April 28th to Maya N. Happy birthday on May 5th to Braden S. from Nathan K. And shout out to Archer D., whose birthday is on September 12th, and his favorite bug is the praying mantis. He asked us what our favorite bugs are, and mine is a tie between a Hercules beetle, because they're strong like me, and a roly-poly bug, because I love seeing animals that are shaped like a circle. Jimmy, if you've got a sec to step away from the phone, what's your favorite bug?
Oh yeah, don't worry. Oliver Pruitt me on hold. So I've got plenty of time to say that my favorite bug has to be the cicada. I deeply respect any creature that bursts from the dirt and chooses only to scream. It's basically podcasting. Oh, they're answering. I gotta get back to my calls. Do you mind doing the fun fact?
No problem, Jimmy. Let's keep this bug theme going with a fun fact. Listeners, and Jimmy, if he's on hold, did you know that houseflies find sugar with their feet, which are 10 million times more sensitive than the human tongue? That's a good would-you-rather question. Would you rather be able to fly, but you have taste buds on your feet, or just, like, be regular and normal? Like a normal person? Dried at parties! Speaking of parties, Jimmy, are you done with your calls?
Yeah, I just finished my last one. Senator Jeffries. Ugh.
Whoa, you even invited Senator Jeffries?
I tried to. I was offering an olive branch because it's my last day and I love to give people branches of olives. And it's the 100th episode Hootenanny. I'll stick with Bonanza. He told me that he was planning on being sick that day and couldn't make it.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm sorry. But at least everyone else has a free schedule, right?
Unfortunately, wrong. Everybody else is going to this big sound editors conference on Friday that I didn't know about. I guess they're going to debut all the newest sound effects. I didn't realize that was such a big deal.
The sound symposium is this Friday? Oh my gosh, it's my favorite day. I heard this year they're going to release all the most requested sound effects, like the sound of a garbage truck trying to break dance, the sound of a hat achieving sentience and then deciding to go back to being a hat, and the sound of silence, sponsored by John Cage, TM. Oh, wow. I wouldn't miss that for the world.
The world?
Oh, right. Your last day here. Well, that's our show, everyone. Check in again tomorrow for when I hopefully figure out how to be in multiple places at once. Until then, let us know all your thoughts and feelings at the email secretjimmy@gzmshows.com. We'll see you then.
Dang, this is great conflict. I wish I wasn't living it.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.